If it's sports and you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. 96.5, The Cave.
You are inside The Cave on 96.5 FM and on 96.5thecave.com. Hail Adrian brings us into this segment. That's because, hey, we're talking to their football coach, Jim Deer, inside The Cave. Good morning, Coach. Yeah, happy to have you in to talk Bulldog football as it's here. You know, I feel like we've been playing football 365. You had a fall season, spring season, and now a fall season. What's the team looking like?
Yeah, it's, obviously a lot of guys back from, you know, last year's spring season. We've got, we getting set here?
Just a little quiet here.
Yeah,
get a little closer to Pat there.
All right, I'll scoot in there. This one. We've got obviously coming off of the spring season, we got a lot of those guys back that played in the spring. We only really lost two or three guys to graduation at this point, with a couple of guys taking advantage of their extra year eligibility due to COVID last year. So a lot of returning starters on both sides of the ball, but that's how it is with every team.
So I just really want to dive in here. How has the fall and the spring helped in summer camp? Like, the big question for me, you know, from watching the team over the years, this year in particular, who is Jack going to throw the football to? I mean, you're losing Hank, who is a big part of your offense, Henry Wilson from last year. I don't know if he coming back?
No, Henry, okay. Henry went ahead and graduated this year in the spring. So, to be honest, it's probably the deepest group on the field.
Well, that's good.
I know it's kind of weird to say when you lose a guy like Henry Wilson. And, we picked up Kenny Kawea from Finlandia. That's a name you guys might know. He had over 100 yards receiving against us in 2019, but he ended up transferring over. We also got his brother playing quarterback as well. So those were two good pickups. In the off season, and then still got Gage Paulus, still got Donald Scott, still got Tyler Poyer, all those guys, great weapons. I think a much more rounded base of receivers, and then you got Preston Smith back from the fall season. So, receivers are pretty deep. Group. Another name that you'll become familiar with is Cole Sessler. Big, tall, uses his body well receiver that was a freshman last year. And, you know, obviously returning again as a freshman
sure.
due to the eligibility rules, but he's looked good throughout camp as well.
So that's good for me to hear Donald Scott. He was a senior, so he's taking advantage of that fifth year. He was a guy that, you know, the defense gave a lot of attention to Wilson, so Scott got a lot of looks, and he took advantage.
Yeah, he's one of the like three or four guys that are back using his fifth year. Another guy would be Josh Brown in the offensive line, back as a starter, for the last couple of seasons, but having an extra year eligibility, he's taking advantage of it too.
I want to transition to the offensive line and the defensive line. I think in the last number of years, this is the most experienced that those two groups have been. You know, these players were playing together as freshmen mostly because they had to, right? And they've been in the program for 3 or 4 years. Would you agree that the line of scrimmage can be an asset for your team?
Well, at times you can. You know, the biggest thing is developing depth. It's hard to develop depth in those positions. It's just a constant pounding and things like that. You end up with injuries and reshuffling groups, and you've seen it at all different levels of football. And that's one of those areas where it's like, well, this guy's got to move to guard because the guard's hurt, and you start shuffling positions. But, yeah, we do have a lot of experience on both sides of the line, especially in the offense. If you look at Ben Pelletier and Matt Pillow, Brandon Clark and Jack Cecilia, and obviously I talked about Josh Brown, so you're looking at five guys that have significant playing time in the offensive line. Defensive line-wise, you're looking at Justin Wiseman and Adrian Kirkland and DeAndre Jennings. along with Randall Broome, that have significant playing time in the last year, two, or three.
Joined on the show this morning by Adrian College football coach Jim Deere, talking about the upcoming season here. I do want to pivot, as Pat knocks the microphone right off the stand, with last year. Obviously played three games in the fall, and then you got four conference games in the spring, finishing 2-2 in the conference, 3-4 overall. Played Trine a couple of times, played them close the second time around. Just going back to that season, just your overall thoughts on it. I mean, especially the spring, because those games, we'll say, counted. You were one of three teams to play football in the fall last year. What did you learn about your club in those four contests?
Yeah, you know, it's we're going to be pretty good, but I think everybody in the league is pretty good. It's not. It's one of those years where you can look at five teams, and I think any one of those five teams can beat each other. And I think that's kind of how it played out in the spring. Obviously, Albion ended up going undefeated in the shortened season, but you know, every one of those games you kind of look at, and you can see where it could have been one way or another. You know, we were able to compete on a pretty good level, I thought, in the spring. We do need to be able to win the closer games, find a way to extend leads, hold leads. I think that we're in a pretty good situation with the way that our schedule goes. We play two very good teams to start the season with. When you look at Heidelberg coming up on Saturday and then the following Saturday at Hanover. So both those teams are going to be ranked in the top 25. It's a very good challenge for us early, see where we're at, and then as we move into homecoming the third week of the season.
I know it's kind of stereotypical to say, you know, we don't care about preseason rankings, you know, where you're picked to finish. And as you mentioned, you were picked to finish fifth, just behind Olivet, a team that, you know, you've been able to beat. It's probably two out of 3 years, the most recent one, a big comeback last year to beat Olivet. Does your team use that polling as motivation, or do you dismiss it? How do you approach that?
It was mentioned once when it came out. After that, it's just business. Obviously you take offense to some people maybe not thinking you're as good as what you guys do as a football team. But, you know, you still got to get out there. You got to practice. You got to prepare. Then obviously, you got to put it together on Saturday. It should be interesting. That's what I said. The top five teams, it could go either way.
Coach, I have a quick question here, a little bit away from football, but still in the news. NIL. We've heard a lot about Division I schools, Division II schools. Just curious, has this filtered down to Division III Adrian College or any other team that you play?
I don't know about any other team. I can just tell you about ours. Very limited, if anything at all. It's something that we had to address early, make sure that the kids were, if they were doing it, you had to do it within the legal realms of the NCAA. So it was something that was talked about. We don't really have a bunch of kids that would be going out there and doing things and trying to get paid for them.
You open up with Heidelberg this coming week. What are you looking from Heidelberg, and what do you really have to pay attention to and get after?
Yeah, it'll be one of the better offenses that we see, especially early in the season when you talk about their skill set. They've got a lot of great skill players. Plus, they're going to go at a very, very up-tempo pace. They're going to make you move. They're going to make you play a lot of downs. And they're going to try to take advantage of some mismatches that they might think that they have. So we got to be prepared to play at a pace defensively that, probably we're not used to. You know, the one that would come the closest would be Albion and the pace that they play at. So been working on that quite a bit. And then, offensively for us, we got to make sure that we are able to extend drives so that it's not just a constant realm of the defense moving onto the field. If we can extend drives, that'll, you know, kind of take them out of what they want to do with the pace of the game.
joined on the show by Adrian Kalich, head football coach Jim Deere. So, you know, the last couple seasons, you've played spoiler against a couple teams, Olivet mainly. Don't mean to pick on them, all the Olivet fans out there listening. But, you know, pick to finish high, and then Adrian comes in and beats them. How can your team take that next step to go from, you know, good to great, you know, to getting it done, to winning a conference championship? Because, let's face it, I think you have the tools, at least on the offensive side of the ball, to compete for the conference.
It is. It's one of those things where you got to do that on a consistent basis. You know, it's got to be four quarters, you know, every game, as you kind of put it together. That's the only way you're going to beat good teams. And we've got to be able to do that and be consistent. You know, and obviously with the challenge at hand, game one, it gives you an idea of, okay, can we compete at this level? And, you know, it's one of those things, if we go out and win this game, it's another thing if we can go out and compete. If we can go out and compete and then get a chance to win this football game, all of a sudden it's like, okay, we can do this. We're a pretty good football team. Because we know Heidelberg's a good team. It's one of those challenges where it's like, okay, you know, it's an early measuring stick to kind of where we're at. And mentally we got to be able to play at that pace and perform.
I was just curious, Coach, any restrictions on the number of fans that can come out, or is it pretty much open?
Yeah, for you know, obviously I don't deal with the fans, like who can come in the game and things like that. That's an athletic director's job or the person that's in charge of tickets. But I do believe it's open to the general public. I haven't heard otherwise, so I would assume it's kind of business like usual.
Bulldogs taking on Heidelberg University this Saturday at Docking Stadium. That game will be heard over on 103.9 WLE, and I'll be on the call on that with Jay Hanna. Coach Jim Deere, thanks so much for coming in. Hope we can make this a regular thing.
You got it. Thanks, guys.